This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at Franklin Armory. What do I hear? I hear, Jason, do you hear anything running in the background? Okay, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me, I don't know. Anyway, let's mess with a few buttons here real quick and we'll go over that. Okay, anyway. How many of you have ever been to the Biltmore House in Asheville, North Carolina? It's beautiful. It's gigantic. And it's, it's a gun-free zone. Now, I myself didn't know this when I was getting, when I was going there. Let me explain to you the part about this that bothered me. The part that bothered me was that when you go there, you go to what is referred to as the central control point. And this is where the driveway to the Biltmore House is 4.5 miles long. And you get to the central control point about halfway through that journey, about 2.5 miles in. And then you get out, and you have to, they have you in the serpentine line, sort of like if you go to IKEA or certain big airports. And, or right now while you're shopping for Christmas time. And then you have to go through a metal detector. Now, I knew there was a metal detector, so I did not bother taking a weapon there. Not even law enforcement can carry a gun on this property because this is private property. The Biltmore House is still owned by the Biltmore family, so they have made this a gun-free zone. So, knowing this, I ride the bus. The road going in there, if you've never been there, and I recommend you go, but I'm trying to find out if anybody knows any information on this. When you go in there, it's a very serpentine road until you finally come to the big clearing and then you see the house. And it's beautiful. Oh, it is great. It is a stupendous sight to behold. It is great to go into it. There's a few things about it that made it sort of torturous, but, you know, I lived with it. When you're in there, when you're looking around, they have a lot of video, wireless video surveillance going on. And I caught all of that, and I saw all of that, and my presumption is a few things. There's a few things about the house. The house is very valuable, and the contents of the house are very valuable. They have glass enclosures around the curtains at man height level and above. You can't reach above it. I didn't see anybody tall enough to do it. The wallpaper, same treatment. They have a velvet rope complex going around that they do not want you to violate. And they're watching you the whole time you do it. They're watching you to make sure, one, you're not slowing down any tours, two, you're not videoing, and three, I guess you're not violating the ropes or the glass enclosures or anything that might compromise the old possessions of the house. But try as I might, in my unarmed state, as I'm looking around, I'm trying to see the countermeasures that might be in place, because it has been well known for a long time the Biltmore House is a soft target, an active target. And I'm looking for these. Now, I'm pretty good at that. I'm not like Jason Bourne, where I can, you know, I can tell you, you know, that guy over there, he's left-handed and he can only run 15 yards before he's out of breath and he probably has a gun in the truck. I can't tell you that stuff. But I can notice a few things, and I saw nothing. And it was making me wonder if there was, in fact, anything, or if the whole idea was that, you know, we'll just disarm everybody coming in and that'll be fine. The problem is that this is a huge property, and if somebody wanted to get into the property, despite all of the control points they have there, and boy, do they have control points. To go to Biltmore House, you have to buy tickets, then you have to get there, then you have to show the tickets, then you drive for 2.5 miles. Then you get to the central control point, you go through the central control point, then you get on the bus, then you ride for 2 miles. Then you get, once you get there, you go to visitor services and reservations, and you find out on your ticket when you're going to be allowed to go through there. And then you have to go through somebody who's going to scan your ticket to make sure it's okay for you to go through there at this time. And if it isn't, then you've got to wait till it's your time, or if it's past the time, you can just go on straight in. Then you go straight in. And then they got the usual stuff where they're trying to sell you pictures of this or that or the other and all this other nonsense. But all I'm seeing are very pleasant people with communications headsets on. I'm not seeing any bulges. I'm not seeing any guns. I'm not even seeing local law enforcement, although I hope they were there, but I don't know. And it just makes me wonder. I mean, if you've never been there, they have something called the Grand Staircase, which is 107 steps. It's a spiral staircase. It's beautiful. It's a choke point. It's a kill box, if you will. It's not something that I would want to be caught on in the event of a attack. I don't want to be there if an attack occurs. And I'm just looking at this, and people are stopping because they have different tours. They have the tour guides, and they have the listening tour where they give them like a little, it's like a big telephone or TV remote that they can listen to. And everybody just stops and listens and looks at what they're trying to figure out. Okay, they're talking about this. And I'm looking around, and I don't see anybody there who's watching out. And that made me think. It made me think about all the times I've told you, well, I don't go to gun-free zones. This is why. This is why I don't go to gun-free zones, because gun-free zones, if they're going to make it gun-free, then at least give me some semblance of protection besides a bunch of very pleasant middle-aged ladies who are just as nice as the day can be, just as professional as they can be, who would be, you know, they would be in the same boat I'm in. And because of the, you know, the next time I go to something, I'm going to pinpoint where I'm at, and then I'm going to take a compass with me and a map, and if something were to happen, then I'm going to have to egress on foot. But then I'm talking about a 2 mile walk to get back to the car, back to the kit, back to the Antifa/ISIS welcome wagon kit. So that's, if you go, you'll enjoy it if you're a history buff. And if you're not a history buff and you just like architecture, that's a good reason to go too. And if you're like me and you sort of obsess over the fact that they didn't have anything in place to protect me, despite the fact that they took everything I had brought with me to protect me, maybe you don't go. I don't know. Maybe you just don't go. But I just, little observation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture feature revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line, Providence line, the Salus pistol, the militia lineup of rifles, binary three trigger. I mean, it's just, go check them out. They are the kings of innovation, franklinarmory.com. Lately, it has been sort of convenient, and to some, it's been sort of self-serving, to call what's going on with the Trump administration a coup. It's a soft coup, or a silent coup, or a wish it were a coup. Let's take a look at what that means. According to all definitions that I can find, a coup is a sudden, often violent overthrow of a government. Every time I look up the definition of a coup, I get something like this from Merriam-Webster, a sudden, decisive exercise of force in politics. But what's going on here is there's nothing sudden about this. Have you ever thought, what would a modern civil war look like? Would we see tanks rolling down the streets of Washington, D.C., or missiles targeting Congress, or armed forces storming the White House or Capitol building? None of that would actually accomplish anything, right? So what would a modern-day civil war look like? There's the question, because I've been asking myself, when does this kick off and when does that kick off? So since the 1960s, a faction of people have been looking for a chance to make our government conform to what they think it should be. And this faction has identified itself in many ways, and its members always embrace Marxist ideals with a top-down government run by a few. A law-based government, on the other hand, would have a constitution to protect the rights of the minority from the tyranny of the majority. And that is what the United States of America is, a law-based government founded on the belief that those working in government are employees of the people and not the people are subservient to them. And all decisions are to be based on our agreement to form such a government. That is, as spelled out, at least in the Constitution. So when a group, no matter how large or small, decides it wants to step beyond the constitutional means for changing the government and change it to fit their own ideal of what government should be and superimpose those ideals on everybody else, now you have a true conflict. If this conflict cannot be resolved to their satisfaction through the instrumentalities of the provisions to do so, and so they decide to overthrow it and replace it with their own views or ideas, we have a war. And isn't that sort of what we have playing out before our very eyes right now? We can define a civil war as a conflict or competition between political factions or regions within the same country to take over the reins of governance without due process. And a careful look at what someone called the deep state would tell us we have that here today in the great old U.S. of A. Further, we have had that state of conflict for many years. So, as evidenced by the statements of many current players behind the scenes who've actively been trying to fundamentally transform America, it would seem that in the 20th century, it was determined by those committed to this transformation that the people of the U.S. would never willfully throw away their own freedoms and embrace some form of Marxian socialism. So, in order to effect this change, there needed to be an internal use of the system itself to subvert it through legislation and regulations to become a de facto state of Marxian socialism without ever calling it a Marxian state of socialism or voting for such a thing. Ever since, there's been bureaucrats and presidents who've worked against the will of the majority in order to overthrow the duly elected government and replace it with their own view of the U.S. government should look like what they think. It is a war, not a coup. They are relentless. They're never going to stop. What we are seeing with Trump is the Antietam or Gettysburg, which they were both bloody battlefields, but just another battlefield. And it isn't a coup. It's not soft. It's not silent. And if we don't see it as a war, we lose. Why? Because when we think it's about Trump or his administration, well, it isn't about that. Any conservative or any Republican who embraces the ideals of small government, personal freedom of choice, personal property rights, and the ability to our ownership of what we created or accumulated, well, we're going to be the next targets. Long after Trump is gone, this will continue. A relative handful of people would superimpose their views on a minority onto the will of the majority because they believe themselves to be smarter, better, and more correct. And here we come to the crux of the matter. Note that the purpose of the Constitution is to limit the power of government and the tyranny of the majority. But it also makes us a nation of laws, not votes alone. A majority cannot vote to expel all people who are from a certain nation or a certain religion. Majority alone does not rule. A majority must first conform to the rule of law. And these civil warriors seek to negate that premise and foist it upon their own view, whether we like it or not. Tyrants, dictators, and their minions are very clever when it comes to using the rules that you agree to play with against those playing by the rules. And this is war. Even after Trump is gone, when he gets reelected, after that, the war will still continue. It'll be like that song, "We Didn't Start the Fire" by Billy Joel. This is about who will run our government. Will it be those duly elected by you and me, or will it be by the fiat and caprice of those who see themselves as smarter and more relevant than the rest of you, the rest of us, the rest of me, you know that. And that's the thing to think about. That's the part that should give everybody pause. And once again, think of what a modern civil war would look like. Are we going to be fighting the military? Are we going to be fighting the National Guard? Who are we going to be fighting? We're not going to be fighting anybody. This is what some quarters are believing. I don't know how this actually hashes out, but this was a philosophy or a idea or an outlook put out there because they believe there's certain people out there in certain think tanks that believe this has been going on for some time. They believe the Civil War is being fought now from within. They think Nikita Khrushchev was correct when he said, "Our nation will fall from within." He said, "Your own working class will bury you in 1963. And there's some people that think that communists will prevail as a result. And whatever it is, whatever we're witnessing, it is not a coup. We are witnessing a civil war. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives has approved funding legislation that averts a pre-Christmas government shutdown. The government runs out of money at week's end, and the two spending bills extend government funding through September at the end of the fiscal year. The Senate is also expected to approve the bills. President Trump says he looks forward to defending himself in a Senate trial.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax. We look forward to getting onto the Senate. We're not entitled to lawyers, we're not entitled to witnesses, we're not entitled to anything in the House. It's a total sham.
The president making those remarks when meeting at the Oval Office with the president of Guatemala. The president also called the push for impeachment a hoax. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 31 points to finish at 28,267. The NASDAQ was up one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You know, we had a interesting demonstration of how the world actually feels the other day. And a lot of people are looking at this and saying, Democrats, you guys had better take a quick look at this, because all the people that you want to emulate, this is the way they're going. See, in the United Kingdom, the socialists, the globalists, and the Jew haters were soundly rejected by British voters, and that really has to worry the United States Democrats, many of whom have embraced these political positions. Now, pollsters who had warned that the race was tightening were repudiated by voters who handed the, you know, Boris Johnson had a historical victory there, he and his Conservative Party. And they've ended up with an 86-seat majority when all the results were tabulated. Even more pointed for the Democrats is the fact that Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party has dipped below 200 seats for the first time in almost a century since 1930, and has lost seats in the industrial Midlands and North that have been secure for over a century, as once again, you know, look at those people as the blue state, Rust Belt Democrats, if you will. Now, we are not the same as the United Kingdom, so there are limits to the parallels that can be drawn here. But there's plenty of reasons to believe that the similar tectonic forces are at work in both nations. And if you think this is mistaken conservative triumphalism, don't take it from me, because I'm just quoting somebody. I'm quoting a guy named Jonathan Chait, writing in The New Yorker, that American leftists believed Corbyn's inevitable victory would be their model. Now, the British election results, like any election result, is the result of unique circumstances and multiple factors. But it is also a test of a widely articulated political theory that has important implications for people that are in politics here in America. And that theory holds that Corbyn's populist left-wing platform is both necessary and sufficient in order to defeat the rising nationalist right. And that doesn't happen. But the puzzlement begins. Corbyn's crushing defeat is a decisive refutation of that theory. Many writers, not only on the left, detected parallels between the rise of Corbyn and the movement around Bernie Sanders. Now, Sanders, believe it or not, is actually much more moderate and pragmatic than Corbyn, and also not laden with the political baggage of Corbyn's widely derided openness to anti-Semitic allies. And yet, many leftists have emphasized the similarities between the two, which are very evident if you look closely enough. They have both built youth-oriented movements led by cadres of radical activists who openly set out to destroy and remake their parties. Both lost in somewhat close fashion, Sanders in 2016 and Corbyn 2017, and the fervent supporters of both men treat their narrow defeats as some sort of a weird quasi-victory. Proof of victory just around the corner. We almost had him, and we're going to get him next time. Chait is ignoring the strain of Jew hatred that has infected the Democrats, but he does get it that socialism's appeal has been greatly exaggerated. Another factor that ought to give the Democrats pause is the sheer frustration and anger that animated British voters over the delays in implementing the Brexit initiative that they passed 2 years ago. And that's a very important thing. See, Trump has implemented his movement, his economic movement. In Britain, they voted for it. They had a referendum and they voted for it, and they won. And, well, to put it crudely, historically, Labour working-class constituencies in northern England have voted leave and were then sort of, you know, pushed over by the subversives of a Remainer parliament that abandoned century-old tribal loyalties to Labour and shifted to pro-Brexit parties. Democrats have done their very level best to stall and frustrate Trump at every stage of his presidency. They have no positive program except for the socialists who want to destroy the economy, and they seem to be waking up that going before the voters in 11 months with no accomplishments is a recipe for disaster, which brought about Nancy Pelosi's sudden endorsement of a USMCA vote just an hour or so after announcing that the House would proceed with impeachment. There's a lot of peculiarities in the British system, especially Scottish nationalism and the fate of Ulster after Brexit, that drained away support from Labour to local parties. But the Democrats could well face challenges themselves. They are right now. They're home right now facing lots of that. Democrat representatives and senators who voted against impeachment or convection could well be primaried by the Justice Democrats that recruited and sponsored Representative Ocasio-Cortez, for instance. The Social Justice Democrats. So if a Sanders or Warren gets the presidential nomination, non-socialist Democrats could bolt either to Trump or to a third-party nominee if one actually stood up and, you know, could get something going. Or if a doddering Joe Biden is the nominee, the lefties could then well sponsor a third-party candidate because they're animated by anger, not by love, not by give and take compromise, not by anything. See, one thing that politicians fail to realize is that everything is circular. You know, everything is circular. At some point, like, let's talk about the rise of the smartphone. When the first mobile phones came out, you had to carry them around on your shoulder in a bag if they weren't mounted in your car. If they were mounted in your car, the biggest part of them had to be in your trunk. Then it got down to being a bag phone. Then it got down to being just a phone, but it was about the same size as the old World War II radio handset. And then they gradually shrank. And then, you know, in the 90s, they were all monochrome. There was none of this smartphone nonsense or anything. And then when the smartphone came out, everybody stopped looking at each other. And everybody, every generation that got involved in that, for a minute there, we lost a whole lot of our ability to focus. Now, I don't know if you use this, but I have on my iPhone, which I have iPhone X. I don't buy the newest one that comes out every year. I buy one when mine quits working. With my iPhone X, I have this thing that monitors my screen time, and I'm constantly trying to be less than I was last week. Less screen time than I had last week. And as long as I keep that going, I think I'll be doing okay. But it's a constant battle. It's a constant fight. And I'm you know, that's fine. I don't mind doing it. But eventually we all come back to paying attention because we have to. And the problem is when we start paying attention. That's when politicians have their biggest problems, because an informed electorate is a very dangerous electorate. They're asking questions right now, the Democrats, in places where, you know, where the Republicans retired or whatever. And, they're not having a good time. I'll put it that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, when we saw this not too long ago, and maybe it's just because I haven't been paying attention. Somebody should let me know if this is not the case. I know other people have done this before, but I mean, with David Hogg and the March for Our Lives kids, I always thought that those kids were being exploited. And it bothered me that the parents, of course, would be willing to allow that to happen. And, and now we see it again with Greta Thunberg, who's also being exploited. But equally clearly, she's a tiresome, bizarre Marxist scold whose exploitation of the hapless dummies who bind to the climate change hoax is part of what is an increasingly violent plot to undermine capitalism and freedom. Recently, the idiots at Time magazine, which, to be honest with you, I was surprised they were still in existence, named her Person of the Year. And that's appropriate because 2019 has been sort of annoying. In a few cases. I know. Now, in 2029, after the world hasn't ended, but her usefulness has, she'll be a Jeopardy question and probably shacked up with an unemployed performance artist named Bjorn in an Oslo suburb. But a fun fact, Greta Thunberg is Swedish for Cindy Sheenan. But today, we're all supposed to fall over ourselves over Pippi Longnagging. At least that's what our betters would command. But it's unclear why. Because teenagers, and I don't mean this in a bad way, they're just ignorant. They're notoriously ignorant, not because they're not intelligent, just because they don't have any experience. And the ones spewing recycled Marxism are the worst of all. But the idea is not that this tiresome truant is some visionary thinker. The idea is to leverage her youth and awkwardness to keep you from speaking the indisputable truth that she's a weird brat who presses for an ideology that butchered 100 million people in the last century, and now she's hinting that she wants to run that score up a bit more. Trump mocked her, and a zillion pearls were clutched. How dare you? How dare you criticize the Luddite pest who presumes to tell you how to live, leveraging the full benefit of her nearly 17 years of experience explain to you how stuff should be. How dare you? I wish I was in one of these audiences when she's speaking, because I'd probably say, shut up, kid. Go pound some sand. She is a fanatic, and that's no fault of her own. She's a victim of her pinko exploiters, but she's still spewing blood-stained poison. Blood-stained poison, you say? Isn't she just a nice Eastern Norwegian who wants a better world with love and hugging? Or is she yet another aspiring fanatic ready to kill for the creepy commie climate cult? Now, the other day, this little midget malignant puppet told cheering protesters, "We'll make sure we put world leaders against the wall if they fail to take urgent action on climate change." And now she's saying it's because of her English was being bad. Or maybe she's just ignorant. But then again, the murder of opponents is the Marxist way. Marxist. Saint Greta. So let's take a look at what was carved on the tablet she recently brought down from Mount Socialism. She said, "School children, young people, and adults all over the world will stand together, demanding that our leaders take action, not because we want them to, but because the science demands it. The action must be powerful and wide-ranging. After all, the climate crisis is not just about the environment. It is a crisis of human rights, of justice, and of political will. Colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression have created and fueled it. We need to dismantle them all. Our political leaders can no longer shirk their responsibility." So the science demands that we dismantle all of our colonial, racist, and patriarchal systems of oppression. Just one problem. We were not told which science that was. Was it geology or physics or phrenology, maybe? How stupid do people like this think people are? I guess very, and to judge by the judges at time, apparently they're correct. Maybe Greta never heard of Siberia or Cambodia, but I've heard of both. And she can stick that, you know, where the sun doesn't shine. If she wants to impose her master's Marxist fantasies on us, she'll need to be packing something deadlier than, "How dare you?" Because I'm just going to smile at her while she's saying that. I mean, I took a thing from YouTube the other day because they just passed a new policy on harassment. And they sent me a survey on YouTube, harassment. And I'm demonetized, so, what do I have to lose? So I told them what I thought about harassment, which, you know, somebody getting on a YouTube page that I take, if I make a video and coming out and being, you know, punk or something, or just talking a bunch of junk, they have this thing where I can just delete the comment, so I just delete it. And no, it's not fair or anything else, but then most of the time when I go look at these people, they've never published a video, they've never shot a video, they don't have a single subscriber. So who are they to come out and criticize me? So, you know, that kind of thing, you know, the talking part, that they need something a little deadlier than that. And everyone who isn't an idiot knows that the climate change hoax has never been about science. That's a hack lie that they use to shut you up when they point out that the ice age and the floods and mass polar bear die-offs that they're always promising never ever seem to happen. It's a deliberate scam that blends leftism and hysterical hyperbole and outright fraud into a gooey pudding designed to fill the spiritual void of empty-souled Western suckers while providing a tool for our global leftist establishment to steal more of our money and freedom. So, unless you can, you know, let's play a game. Can you name a climate change remedy that does not result in you being less free and or paying more money? I'm waiting. Because it's actually quite remarkable. Every single thing that we absolutely must do right now, no time to wait, how dare you pause to think, how dare you, is some, you know, that's always wanted but could never talk people into doing until the threat of the weather vengeance started lurking around the corner. And that's because nobody can name any of those things. There aren't any, because the weird climate cult is not about the weather. But they're about separating you from your freedom and your loot. And apparently, they'll take your life if you don't obey. And then they'll have your freedom won't matter, and they'll have your loot. And it's I don't understand why they decided to make this odd IKEA kid into their poster child. Because Americans aren't that stupid, electing Obama aside. Now, Europeans are suckers for bizarre totalitarian ideologies. That cesspool of a continent gave the world communism and Nazism, so it's no surprise that the dummies who didn't get off their Buttonheimers and sail over to America would swoon over her nonsense. But it's just another example of how out of touch our own garbage ruling caste is when it thinks her Swedish chef scolding is going to work on a normal person here in America. Coming over here and saying, hey, somebody from Malmo is demanding you give up your steaks in your Ford Explorers. And I'm just looking at him while I'm eating a red eye, you know, rib eye, and watching my Ford Explorer just sit there and idle. So, if they want to start playing real-life revolutionaries, bring it on. In the USA, these Pol Potheads wouldn't be the only people doing the shooting. And maybe the cowardly Euroweenies will obediently jump on the train to the gulag, but the American response to the Marxist murder dream would be measured in calibers. And Greta clearly believes all the silliness she's regurgitating. She will certainly be sad when we ignore it. And it's too bad, because her feels are utterly immaterial. The sadder she gets, the freer we are. So, I don't care what Greta thinks or feels, and you shouldn't either. We're headed to hour number two. I'm going to tell you about a trip I have been on. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done. I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.